it started. The path was clear. I blinked back the tears, turned away from comfort, and stepped forward into the void of the unknown, inhaling the moist and slightly smoky air. I soon caught up with Steve, who was checking the map at the first junction of two trails. I surreptitiously rummaged through my kit for my migraine medication. Was it in the red ditty bag or the gray one? And in which pocket was it in? I was sure that after days of rummaging through my packs, I would eventually know exactly where every little item was. But in the moment, the exact location of those pills escaped me. I had moved things around so much, it was a free-for-all in my pack. I finally found the medication and slipped it under my tongue, hoping it would work quickly. The aura that gives me kaleidoscope eyes was mild so far, but I had no way of knowing how severe the headache would become. I just had to wait and see. Even with my limited vision, an effect of the aura, I could see the Lyle Canyon was dramatic in its own way. The long, grassy valley was walled in by smooth granite domes and bisected by the gentle Tuolumne River. Scattered trees had secured improbable footholds between the overlapping slabs of rock rising from the water. The acrid odor from the inferno of the El Portal fire, which had been burning for days, tickled my nose, and the ghostly, gray clouds of billowing smoke obscured the far peaks. However, the near views were still pleasing. The wide, level trail was like a walk in the park. I had a feeling that would change when we got further into the backcountry, where the terrain and views would be more dramatic. "Can you believe this?" Steve said, gesturing toward the leaden skies. "We haven't had precipitation in a good 6 months, in the worst drought year in history, and it has to rain today." I mumbled something about the showers being good for putting out the fire, but he said, "This little spritz isn't going to do anything to put out that conflagration, so it's just annoying." He had a point. It was 2014, the year of a multi-year drought, and the inferno, which was started by lightning, was burning through 4,689 acres of the parched forest. It was going to take more than a light drizzle to quench this blaze. When I get a migraine, I don't always have the best judgment, so I waited until lunch to tell Steve about it. As I arranged our tortillas, string cheese, and a cup of a gloppy concoction of corn soup on a bright blue bandana, I said, "I have a confession. I had a migraine this morning when we started." I handed him a cup of soup, feeling a bit chagrined that I hadn't told him right away. "Why didn't you tell me when it first happened?" he asked. "I didn't want to ruin your first day," I replied. It sounded lame, even to me. "I thought we had a plan," he said. "We did, but how would we have implemented it at the trailhead?" I said. At a loss for an answer, he looked at me with concern and said, "What do you want to do? It's been okay since it's so flat. Let's keep going. The aura is gone and the headache isn't too bad right now. I promise I'll let you know if I start feeling sick." I was referring to the fatigue, malaise, and general yucky feeling I get after the acute migraine passes. He looked at me doubtfully, knowing there was a 50-50 chance that I would keep him informed. "I know I don't want to climb at all, so if the trail starts going up, let's stop," I said casually, as if I had this all figured out. "Okay, we just have a few more easy miles until we get to where I plan to stop. It's only 8 miles total, and we've already gone at least 5. At our average of 2 miles an hour, that should take us less than 2 hours. Neither of us was happy about how the first day was starting out, but there wasn't much we could do about it. We were beginning this iconic hike, named for the famous rambler John Muir, at the Lyle Canyon trailhead near Tuolumne Meadows at 8,600 feet, 2,621 meters. We chose to commence here instead of at the official start at Happy Isles in Yosemite Valley because it was easier to get a coveted permit. Also, that stretch of trail held no appeal since we live in California, regularly visit Yosemite National Park, and have climbed Half Dome and other trails around the valley. This was a wilderness experience. Starting off with the intense hordes of tourists in the valley wasn't compatible with our vision. A side benefit was that we didn't have to pull huge elevation gain on the first day. And according to the map, it would be possible